Zayin and Ralph. Now, the truth is, we're in the middle of a sugi. We're talking about how Mordechai and Esther convinced Chazal, the Antar Knesset Gdola, to include Esther in Tanakh. So, they wouldn't do it. They refused to do it, again, you know, because what Goyim might say, and, you know, they're going to cause trouble if they see the defeat of Haman. He didn't like that last week. And it's a bad day for
I
you.
I like even less.
Yeah, it's a bad day for you today, so we won't rub it in. All right. I just want to tell you. So in any event, so they have this question as to why more, whether they're going to make it a holiday or not make a holiday. So let's take it from let's take it from the top. Amru, the first line. Amru Ksiv, it says, Eila mitzvos, Hashem tzivah Hashem es Moshe. These mitzvos are Moshe, Hashem commanded Moshe. Eila mitzvos, that's Shenitzaven mipi Moshe. These are the mitzvos God commanded us from Zayin Amud Aleph, 13. 13 in Megillah. Second line. These are mitzvahs were commanded by Moshe. V'kacham arlona Moshe. This is what Moshe told us. Ein novi acher osi l'chadish l'chem dover mi'ato. You can't add anything now, you know. Next thing you know, you'll be having new testaments, right? So no more, no Megillah. You think it's funny? Wait till you see what's going to go on here. Just a minute. Wait a second. Just a minute. Patience. So lo zozim yisham. They didn't move from there. They kept on discussing the matter back and forth. This is basically also in the Bavli as well. Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu was their name until Hashem illuminated their eyes. They found that it's supposed that there's allusion in the Torah that Mechias HaMolik should be in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim in all three. Although they received that which it says, Vayom Hashem HaMoshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Ksov Zosi Kolom Ba'Sefer, write this as a commemoration in the book, right? Zos is Torah. Kemod the Tamar, as you say, Vizos HaTorosh HaSal Moshe Levin Eben Yisrael, this is Torah which Moshe prays before Bnei Yisrael. Zikoroin Elu Nevi'im. That's the book of the prophets, as it says, "Vayikosev sefer zikaron lefon of liyirei Hashem." The Nevi'im are written as a book of commemoration for those who fear God. B'sefer, finally, b'sefer elu ksuvim, right? So, sozov zikaron b'sefer, what's called the sefer, besides zikaron, that is the ksuvim. And from this, we saw that there's supposed to be a portion in ksuvim called something in Ksuvim, which has to do with Mechias HaMolek. So therefore, we have it in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, right? Umamar Esther King.
Just, it's not appropriately for me to bring this in, especially since I wasn't here on Thursday. But what I'm wondering is, the whole problem is, we already said a few dafim back anyway, that Megillah is Minatorah, anyway, according to one view. What's our problem, really?
Can Megillah's mean the Torah according to one of you?
Yeah.
We said a few blot ago. We're going to have it here.
We're going to have it here?
Yeah.
I thought we already said it.
I remember saying that. Make sure you didn't look ahead.
Maybe I snuck ahead.
Cheaters never prosper. Okay. Says the Gemara, Umama Esther Kim is Divrei HaPurim Eilah, the word of Esther sustained these words of Purim, V'nichta B'Sefer is written into the book, meaning into Ksuvim. Now, Rabbi Chena, V'Amenos, Bar Kapar, Yeshua Malevi, Amru, this line which you just stole, HaMegillah Azos Nemra L'Moshe Mitzinai. This Megillah was given to Moses at Mount Sinai. Is this the line you're referring to? Something like this?
I could have sworn we had it before.
I don't remember. Your memory says a lot of times better than mine, but I don't remember it. No, it's on the Bavli. Now, such a strong statement that the Megillah was stated to Moshe at Sinai. Obviously, what it means is that this Megillah is already rooted in Torah, right? So therefore, Sheela, but the language is very, very strong. El Shein Muktam Umuchar Batorah, meaning that it could have really been in the Torah itself, but it was put later chronologically in history into the Ksuvim. Okay, very strong language. And
well, that latter statement really takes it out of the twist, the spin you wanted to give it,
which is
you want to give it a spin is like, you know, it has some, you know, this sort of...
It's meaningful as if it was given in Sinai.
This is not...
Yeah, but I'm using a kind of a sledgehammer, a little bit of poetic license on this. I think that the statement is made with a little poetic license. I don't really think they mean a muktam uchrab Torah that, oh, they could have been the Megillah, could have been in the middle of Parshas Vayera. Instead, they cut and pasted it to Ksuvim.
It's a strange...
It's a very... I agree. I'm not happy with it. But I'm less happy with the alternative. So that's why I'm kind of stuck with it. To say that it's literal, that this is, there was cut and paste going on here from Torah and Purim Ksuvim. Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Levi, Shimon Lakish, had a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Hanavim Aksuvim Asim Libato. Nevi'im and Ksuvim are eventually going to be canceled. The Chamesha Sifrei Torah Einan Asim Libato. However, the five books of Moshe are never going to be canceled. Now, this is my time of war. Now, this is not in Bavli. I always thought this is a Medrash, but it seems that it's obviously Yerushalmi, which is that all the Nevi'im, it's really, Gemara in the Dorm says something similar, that really, Mi'ikra Din, there should only be Chamisha Chumshi Torah and Sefer Yoshua. Chamisha Chumshi Torah, because that's the laws and that's eternal, and Sefer Yoshua, because that's to the Eretz Yisrael, the boundaries and the vision of the land. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all the rest of the books because the more miserable we were, the more prophets we needed and kings we needed in order to rebuke us and put us on the right path. Even that doesn't seem to have worked very well. But that was the reason all these Nevi'im were put in. So Lasid Lavo, all the Nevi'im are no longer necessary. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan uses very strong language. Not that they'll disappear, poof, but they will not be, you know, as central, as necessary as they are in this world.
What about
Tehillim? That's what it says. Not necessary.
By
Hasidim, not by Misnagdim. For Hasidim and women, it's not by Misnagdim. We don't. So in any event, as Chaim Volozhiner says, you know, David HaMelech asked it till he be on the same level as learning Uktin and Olos, but he wasn't answered. Doesn't bring down there an answer. So in any event. So here it says, my time, what's the reason why Chamisha Chumash Torah not canceled? Kol Gadol, it says about Chamisha Chumash Torah, Kol Gadol, large voice, V'lo Yosaf, and never ceases. Shimon ben Lakish Omer, this is brought down the Rambam, very famous Rambam, Af Megillas Esther, V'halochos, Megillas Esther, of course, all halochos, right, all the Tariq mitzvos, and Asin Libatel, they're never going to be canceled. It says by Matan Torah, a loud voice which never ceased. Also, it says by. Also, it says by Purim Vizichol No Yosef Mizara, their commemoration will not cease from their children. Halachos? Halichos Olam Lo. It says Halichos Olam Lo. Halichos are eternally for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say Halichos here refers to Halachos. Halachos means Talmud, Torah Shebaal Peh. Where it's Torah Shebiksav, you don't need anything besides Chumash Torah and Esther. But Torah Shebaal Peh, Halachos here are necessary. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balom El Adal Adam Asha Halach Bilvad. Halachos are very essential. Okay? What? Because there's an alternate on this Gemara which says that all the holidays will be canceled, as opposed to Sifrei Nevi'im. Right, this is the Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi is not the only word on the topic. It's the Medrash which says that it's the holidays.
I'm just curious, why you say the halachos are supposed to touch upon?
What else would you say? I mean,
I don't see what
else could we be referring to? Or just my proselytization? Well,
you had a particular, so that's what. But you,
and
I was wondering whether you had a particular basis.
For I have no particular basis. It's just a hunch. If you come to something better, on the contrary. Rabbi Levi Shimon Shimon Lakish said, Tzofa Kodesh Baruch Hu Shom and Arosha, very another famous medrash. Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is actually in Bavli as well. Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that Shom and Arosha is eventually, Osid is going to Lishko Kaspo to weigh out his money, Al Yisrael against the Jews. Omar, he said, Mutav Shiachdin Kaspo Shah Banai, better that the money of my children should come previous, prior to Kaspo Shah Sarasa to money of that Rosh Hashanah. Fichon Makdim, according to Patrushkolim, that's how we read Patrushkolim, prior to Purim. Rav Abishem Rabbi Lazar. This is going back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that when we have a leap year, we read the Megillah in Adar Sheni. So it says that you make these days each and every year. That's a language of the Megillah's Esther. So the linkage drawn between a leap year and a non-leap year. Whereas in a non-leap year, Adar Samach L'Nisan, you read Megillah and the Adar, which is adjacent to Nisan, the only Adar. So the leap year, Adar Samach L'Nisan, it's in the Adar, which is adjacent to Nisan. Why? So Rabbi Chelbo says it's in order to draw a linkage between the Geula Purim and the Geula of Mitzrayim. Rabbi Levi Shem Rechamis about Chanina said no. Also, Hashana, that year of the Nes Purim, Haisimu Beres, that year when they had Purim was a leap year. Matama, a pasuk tells us this. Miyoyim liyom, when Haman made the goyol, he made it from day to day. Mechodesh lechodesh neimasar, from month to month to the 12th month. Hu chodesh ador. The words hu chodesh ador are superfluous, right? Why does it say hu chodesh ador? So it means the month, which is normally 12 months, but this time was the term. Remember, Yushan Mishita, we darshim Megillas Esther as if it's. That's what you're referring to. Now I remember what you're referring to. You're referring to how it says we darch in Megillas Esther ki'ilu hu shel Torah.
Something like that.
That's what we had. Not that it's midoraisa, but it was written with the same exactness. Nina lidarish. Yeah, but that's not the same thing we're saying here. Today we said something different. Today we said it was given to Moshe at Mount Sinai, which is obviously different than saying Nina lidarish. Because Nina lidarish, we could also try and write something which is Nina lidarish.
Except the difference with Nina lidarish obviously is something that is comparable to like.
Yeah, now that you see both, I understand, now that you see both Gemaras together, so you can kind of connect them, but I would not have done it. So creative leap on your part before you saw this Gemara. Okay, but in any event, so here we see also again this concept of Drosha that we darshan, who chodesh ador is superfluous, rather it tells that it was the 13th month it was supposed to occur.
All okay? It does establish that it didn't take a sneak.
That's right. You're innocent. You stand vindicated. Now,
I'm disappointed you didn't hazard ahead. Now,
it says we're other Rishon Tosefis. Other Hasheni Tosefis. Which one? It's actually a question. Is which one is the added month? Other Rishon or other Hasheni? Which is the added one? Says Gemara, Mina Mabino. Who cares? What difference is it? So Shmuel Yitzchak said, "I'll tell you." Omar, he gives it in the basic Nafkmina. Shnei Kivsei. It says here Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, but it's obviously a mistake. It's not the lambs of Shavuos, but the lambs of Atamid be named. That's the difference. Now, how long is a lamb kosher for? From the time it's born, take a wild guess.
4 days.
That's a minimum. What's the maximum?
A year.
So the question is when the year expires, right? Obviously, it's going to be the Nafkimina. Nola b'chamisho sabadar, if it's born on the 40th day of Adar, b'shana shenim uberes in a non-leap year, b'nichlas yishana shiberes, and now it goes into the next year's a leap year, right? Itema Adar rishon tosefes, if you're going to say that first Adar is the additional month, so then, what do you have? Shana rukahi. He's got a long year of 13 months till the next Adar sheni. Even though this is an Adar, and next month, year, there are going to be two Adars, but since the Adar Rishon is the added Adar, he's got the Adar Sheni, right? In Tame Adar Sheni Tosefis, you're going to say Adar Sheni is the added month, and the way Adar Chamisha Sarba Adar Rishon has got the 50th of Adar Rishon the next month, next year. Now, it's interesting, the Ritbaz goes crazy here. He says, there's Yerushalmi, which says that very famous Yerushalmi, that a basin makes a leap year, so is Halacha, that a girl's besulim come back, you know, if she's raped, she retains her besula status because it regrows until she becomes three. So until she becomes three, it grows back in place. So the Yerushalmi says, what happens to basin? We didn't have it yet, but the Yerushalmi says, what happens to basin is ma'abra l'shono? So the Yerushalmi Sanhedrin says, grows back another month, because basin dictates reality. That's what it says. So he says, so why is it not the same thing? Let the goat or the lamb have an additional month, because basin was ma'abra the year, regardless of which is the extra month.
So in your side, that is held.
Well, that's a direct result of this Gemara, the Yahrzeit business. But in any event, so he says what he says, and so I don't know, it's a little bit difficult. But I want to say that it's simple. The year of the by Bsula, it's 3 years this year. By a lamb, it's 12 months. Right, because the one has to do with the amount of year, multiple years. The other has to do with when it comes back to three or 12 months later. So when it has to do with 12, if it has to do with 1 year, i.e., 12 months, that depends how we measure 12 months. If it's 12 months on the 12 months, it has to be 12 calendar months. Which is the 12 calendar month? Is that a Rishon or the Sheni? Well, if doing with an expanse of several years, then you go to the end of the last year without any question about that. Maybe that's the chiluk. In any event, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yavai Banagre, Yavai Nesem Asniso Amarkein. Either Rishon to surface. Our mission tells us either Rishon, the first either is the additional one. The Tiyatama we learned over there, Heine Yidu in this Mishnah, Shemra'am is the Shonoko Ador. You can make an Iber Yor, you can make an extra month, the entire month of Ador. Shoyu Omri, now that was a later statement, because initially, Shoyu Omri, Ador Purim, you can only add a month until Purim. After Purim, you already made Purim that year. What are you going to add another month? You're going to make a second Purim? You can't do that, right? So they said it's only until Purim, right? So they said, so later on they came along and they said the Ma'abris Hashonah not just until Purim, but until the very end of Adar you can add a month. Avein Eidun, also they testified, Shema'abris Hashonah tonight. That you can make a Iber Shana on condition. And the Kormanator brings down the condition is that the Nasi will acquiesce. So in any event, what are we trying to prove from here? Adamara is a very strange Gemara. Adamara, this teaches us, Adar Rishon Tosefes, the first Adar is the extra one. Because in Tamar Adar Sheni Tosefes, if you're going to say the Adar Sheni is the second, the Adar Sheni is the extra one, Lokim Al Shato. There's no time left in the year. Umabela. And you're going to make a leap month? Now, the way I understand this is that the last Ador, the last month before Nisan, always has 29 days. We're going to see that in a few moments. Adar Rishon, therefore, only always has how many days? 30. Because it alternates 30, 29, 30, 29. So if the last month is 29, so the month before is 30, right? So that means if you're going to be able to make a leap month all 29 days of Adar Rishon, right? That means that now on the 29th day you're going to come and say, oh, you know what? Let's make a leap year. That means tomorrow was already prepared to be what? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? And instead, you're taking that day, which was going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan by Cheshbon, and you're making it Lamed Adar Aleph. So that's skewing it. That you're not allowed to do. In other words, you have no time left in the year, in the fiscal year of Iber Shana, and nevertheless, you're trying to attack on an additional, not just month, but an additional day, which is already suitable to be Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, what the Gemara seems to be saying is that in such cases, you cannot add on an extra month, again, because already this day was supposed to be the last day of the month, it was destined, and to make it now not the last day of the month is not permissible. So at the right, if you can make Adar Rishon, until the very last day of Adar Rishon, a leap year, that means Adar Rishon is the Tosefes. It is the additional month, and that's why you're allowed to add on a 30th day. Is that relatively clear? You can only add, again, if Adi Rishon, when there's Adi Rishon and Adi Sheni, no matter what, Adi Rishon has 30 days and Adi Sheni has 29 days. But if Adi Rishon has, if you're allowed to add on to Adi Rishon, a 30th day in midstream, that indicates that Adi Rishon is already predestined to be a 30-day month in some way, shape, or form by it becoming the leap month. And that's why, because if the Adar Rishon was not the extra month, but rather Adar Sheni was the extra month, so then Adar Rishon was always intended to be a 29-day month. You can't tamper with it and make it a 30-day month. That seems to be what the Yerushalmi is saying. Now, the Yerushalmi continues in this vein. Mar Ukva Ashkach Tren Igrin. Mar Ukva found two letters. B'chadak Siv. It's the two letters of the Batei Din at the time we were making leap years. B'chadak Siv, in one it said, V'shashvar ba'pai, it will found favor in our eyes, uva pechav irai, and in favor of our friends, musval shato, to add to the year, plus in Yom, 30 days. We add 30 days to the year. B'chadak Siv, v'shapar ba'pai, uva pechav raya, it was found favor in the eyes in the our eyes of our friends. Mosfal shato, to add to the year, yerech yomim, a month of days, not 30 days. So madamat losin yomim, he says that the additional was the letter which says that the 30 days were added on. That's Adar Rishon Tosefes. He holds Adar Rishon Tosefes because Adar Rishon is 30 days, right? Madamar Yerach Yomin, who says 29 Yerach, which means here obviously 29 days, Adar Sheni Tosefes, he adds the additional month is Adar Sheni, which actually has 29 days. Says Mar Imi Ador, if you want to learn from here, Leish Shema Min Oklum, you can't derive anything. Dam Rabbi Yaakov Barachav Rabbi Yudon Gizuri, Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rebbe, they all B'Shem Rishon Levi, they all said, it's not necessarily true. L'olam Shnei Chodeshim Mu'borim, you can make 2 months in a row which are both 30-day months. Iber Sarishim V'lo Iber Sasheni, and if you can, on the other hand, make a 30-day month and then a 29-day month, right? And if you want, as we Baruch said, so but if you did that, Masha also Asli. If you want, you can do that. If you want, you don't have to do that. In other words, it's not, he holds, if Shimon Levi holds, it's not kavua, it's not set, that's always 30-29. It can be vice versa. Okay? That's his mahalach. Says the Gemara. Nevertheless, what does Marukva hold? Looks like there are a couple of words missing here. What does Marukva hold? Marukva holds Olam Adar Samach L'Nisan Choser. He holds the Adar, which is adjacent to Nisan. It's always a 29-day month, and that's why he brought a Raya, depending on what language you use, 30 or 29, what exactly the nature of the leap year was. It's an interesting thing that I was preparing my shiur for Shavuos night, which is going to be about the calendar. So it's an interesting thing that the dates, the amount of days in a Jewish year are not fixed. It all has to do with when Rosh Hashanah would come out, when Yom Kippur would come out, when Pesach would come out, and therefore it's actually not true that there's a 19-year cycle. Because within the 19-year cycle, it's not 100% accurate that you're going to have the same precise amount of days in the year, let's say in the next 19-year cycle, as you had in the previous 19-year cycle. Rav Nachshon Gaon actually discovered that. Rav Nachshon Gaon has an eagle to Rav Nachshon Gaon, which is a 247-year cycle. Because actually every 247 years, it repeats itself almost identically, but not quite. It's off by 905 chalokim. 905 chalokim is almost about 50 minutes. And actually somebody who made the math figured out that it takes exactly 690,000 years for the Jewish calendar to make a perfect cycle and come back until you have all 905 chalakim gathering up so they create, you know, a time which could be knocked off and be precise. Well, I hope Mashiach comes before 690,000. 690,000. Okay. Says Gemara further. Tani Rav Shingam Liomer, mitzvah sanor goes by the sheni, ena no goes by the rishon. The mitzvahs would apply to either sheni, do not apply to either rishon. Right? What does it mean they don't apply to either rishon? Of course, it means that to all Megillah and stuff like that, it applies only to either rishon, not to either sheni, right? Chutz min hesped and mitanis, with one except two exceptions, one is not allowed to make a hesped or a tainis on Purim Rishon. Shein shovin bezel bezel, that is equivalent in both either Rishon and either Sheni, one is not allowed to make a hesped or a tainis in either Rishon, just like either Sheni. Rabbi Bavarim, Rabbi Yim Mishem Rav, Rabbi Sim Mishem, Rabbi Shuvin, Levi said, Halok or Shingam Liel, that essentially everything is in either Sheni. Rabbi Chuna, Rabbi the Tzipor, Rabbi Chuna, the great of Tzipor, Omar, he said, Hinig Rabbi Chanina, the Tzipor, Rabbi Chanina was the rabbi in Tzipor, and Paskin, Kadar, Shingam Liel. However, it's only Hinig, or Minog, Lomar, Hinig, El Halokalo. It could be that halacha might someday change, but the custom is that the only difference with that either Rishon only has Purim Katan, only has the difference between that is only us and us being tiny, it's not anything else. Havelina shtaros, however, in terms of shtaros, kaisvin either Rishon or either Sheni, right? Either Rishon or either Sheni, elish kaisvin either Sheni tinyonin. You write either Sheni tinyonin. Some reason they used to write in Aramaic, they wouldn't write Sheni, they would write Tinyonin. I don't know why. Rav Yira Omer HaSheni, since that is the case, the second one, Kosev Tov, you just write Ador Tov, Vidayo, and that's enough, right? Because Tov is like a shorthand for Tinyoni, which is the second Ador, right? Tamti, we learned, elsewhere, Ain't been either Rishon or either Sheni, so did you not Rishon or Sheni, El Kriyas and Megillah Matan Savyonim. The only difference is Kriyas and Megillah and Matan Savyonim. Kriyas and Megillah Matan Savyonim apply only in either Sheni, not in either Rishon. But other things like Shalach Monas would apply also in either Rishon, right? Rabbi Shimon Rishon, we don't pass over. Rabbi Shimon Rishon, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Av Shimur Shkolim Vikilayim Ishbenim. There's another difference. To tell people to bring their Shkolim and to tell people to uproot their kilayim is only out of the Sheni, not out of the Rishon. Why is that? Skip two lines, it's superfluous. Am Rabbi Yosef, everybody said, V'yos, is saying good? Why do we say that you have to tell people to pronounce the mitzvah of Shkolim? Lo Kadesh Yavuyi So Shiklaim Be'al Noson. There's not that order the army so should bring the Shkolim at the proper time. Imoim Rat Ba'ador Rishon. If you're going to tell them to make the announcement out of the Rishon, Ad Kedun is Beshayat Hashitin Yoimin. There's still 60 days left in the year. So people are not going to be diligent. They're going to forget. They're going to say, oh, we have plenty of time. Rishkolat Rishon is 60 days off. They're not going to bring it. Furthermore, Klumamri Yotzin Kilayim, why they say that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, you go out to tell people to watch for Kilayim in the fields? Lokadei shoots mach and yikarv is not there because then the growth is recognizable. Now people know to stop their plants from becoming kilayim, from growing mixed, commingling together. So Oymat by the Rishon, either Rishon in the year when they make either Sheni is like Shvat. It's much too early. Akadun by then, even the kikin, they're still very small, so they won't be able to tell the difference. Won't be able to tell which are kilayim, which plants are going together, which are not. So therefore, you have to wait till either Sheni and Sheni in order to make the pronouncement about kilayim. Okay, the rest of the Perek does not talk about the Megillah. It's a whole bunch of Ein Bains. Once we said Ein Bain, either Rishon, either Sheni, that was the last Mishnah, so I'll tell you about a bunch of other Ein Bains. For example, Amen Yontav L'Shabbos, the difference between Yontav and Shabbos, El Oichel Nefesh Yovad, except on Yontav, one can prepare Oichel Nefesh. Ain't been Shabbos Yom Kippurim. There's no difference between Shabbos Yom Kippur. El Shizdez Dona Bidei Odom. If you transgress Shabbos, intentionally, you get stoned at the hands of man. Zez Dona Bikoyz. If you transgress Yom Kippur intentionally, you get killed at the hands of heaven. Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda. We learn name Rabbi Yehuda. Av Machshuri Ochel Nefesh. Titi. They also allowed it. Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. Now we of course don't pass them like that. And you probably, I think it's the name Rabbi Elezer. No. Rav Lezer on Shabbos. I'm sorry. That's Machshir and Mitzvah. No, this is Rav Yehuda on Yontif, right. And this says, Machshir Ochel Nevesh Yitur, they also allow the preparation to make Ochel Nevesh on Yontif. No, way before that. Making knives. Making knives. Preparing knives. Look.
We don't pass it.
Look, you'll see immediately. What's the difference? Can you sharpen the head of a skewer? Right? So if you hold only Ochel Nevesh is mutter, that's not Ochel Nevesh. So Machshiri Ochel Nevesh is mutter, that's preparing for the Ochel Nevesh. Another difference is very basic. Rabbi Chanino says, Bishrei Yavo says, Votsi Eshmina Avonim Pinim. Can you strike a match? Striking a match is Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. You see here the Tzion Yerushalayim says that this arrived for the Rambam, that the reason why now to strike a match on Yontif is because of Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. Not because the Ravid who says that it has to be Mucham Mibadiyom. I don't know what the Ravid says exactly. But you see here that you're not allowed to strike a match because of it's Machshirin. It's not Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh is cooking. This is a step removed. You don't allow Machshiri Ochel Nefesh on Yontif.
It has nothing to do with creating fire,
That's what I would have thought, right? Maybe we'll see when we get to Beitza on the Bavli. We'll see that, but that's not what it says here, right? Yeah, I should have looked up the Torah and should have shown him on that. Maybe he says something quickly. We'll take a look. Yeah. Nope. He's silent. It doesn't mean down parallel. Okay. The Yifei Naim sometimes does that. I don't have the Yifei Naim in the back of my Gemara. It's in the back of a different one. Okay, I don't know. So in any event, so it says more further. Tani Rabbi the Bar Pazi said, the Barzila said, Hu Adover. This is it? Ma'u Adover. What does it mean, this is it? The Chadesh Rosh Hashanah Hu Adover. Are either of these the proper examples? Leisloch elokador. No, I'll give you a better example. Only like this one, which is a very interesting example. Ein mashchizin es a sakin. One is not allowed to sharpen a knife, but one is allowed to draw it against its friend. You know, that's another way of sharpening. So that sounds like that's a nafkamina, right? If we allow that, that's like Rabbi. If we don't allow it, it's like Rabbana. I'm Rechista, not Rabbi Yehuda. No, the Rechista said that's like Rabbi Yehuda. So this one must be missing some sort of gear switch change here. I don't know. Cormier doesn't change it. But it says, Demar, the word, the letter Dal, it's bothering me. It should be really Amar. Amar, I mean, Hashem, Shmuel, Divir HaKoli. No, there it's different. There, you're not doing it to sharpen. You know why you're doing it? Because they have a Shamnu Shaleh in order to remove the fat on the knife. So I'm doing it more to move the fat on the knife, so then that's okay, even if it looks like sharpening. So it's really not in order to sharpen, it would be Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. It's to clean it. So cleaning is not an iser. Okay? Sharpening is also. But it all depends on your intent. But even Rabbanu can be Machshiri if you're doing it to remove the fat.
It's not a psik ratio.
I guess not. I guess it's not a psik ratio. Yeah, my looks only Marasainish, and the one goes to Marasain.
But we decided Rishama doesn't hold by Sikresha anyway.
Yeah, we never saw it explicitly, though.
True.
Well, yeah, we just know that the people say that. In any event, Kol Eilu B'Yotiv Ain't Tzarech Lomar B'Shabbos. All these things are also on Yotiv. They're certainly also on Shabbos, right? Elin, you know, these are the only differences between Yotiv and Shabbos. Ochel Nevesh. Vayislach Achronin. I got a very fine difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. What? Which our mission is not enumerate. Skila b'Shabbos, I didn't skila b'Yom Tov. You transgress Shabbos, you get stoned. You transgress Yom Tov, you don't get stoned. Kodesh b'Shabbos. If you do it intentionally, you get skila. If you do it with any man asura, you get skila. Do it without any man asura, Kodesh b'Shabbos, I didn't Kodesh b'Yom Tov, Yom Tov. Makas b'yantav, and vice versa. If you transgress, you only get flogged. Ain't makas b'shabbos, since it's a lava nitan lasaras misas pasted. So it's a lot for which you could get the capital punishment. So if you don't get flogged for transgressing it, so it says the Gemara. In tamer advarim shish b'ma'ochel nefesh osin a mistake. Maybe you'll say, so we only want to speak about things about ochel nefesh. We don't want to give all the differences. We wouldn't be here all day. They want to just give a fuck for stuff which has to do with ochel nefesh. So I ask you, Akasha, why don't you mention these as well? This is not not directly related in the sense of preparation, but in the sense of what Rabbanan asked or not. In other words, you're allowed to throw fruit down your chimney on Shabbos from your roof if it's going to rain. Avalob Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. The reason is not so much because of any Melach Doraisa, because of Tircha Yisera. Rabbona were more machmir by Tircha Yisera, by Shabbos and Mayantu. So why don't we mention that case? Vomin Adoa, why don't we mention this case? Shochin Atze Besamin Lamila Mayantu, what is allowed to grind wood for Besamin on Shabbos, on Mayantu, but not Vad Bris Mila. For Bris Mila on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. I think that's kind of like a hoil. Since you could use the B'Samim for Ochel Nefesh, so allow you to grind it also for Mila. But we don't allow you to grind it, of course, on Shabbos. Grinding is absolutely forbidden on Shabbos, right? And furthermore, another case. Vushav Am Rabbi Yosef Vushamal. Rabbi Yosef says it's only after his Mila, it's Mutter, not before the Bris Mila. Furthermore, another case. Why do we mention this other case? The Tani, we learned, that if you have sealed containers in the ground, they're embedded in the ground, we're very machmir on them. That on Yontif, you're allowed to loosen the rope, mafkin, unthread the rope, matirin, untie the rope, chotrin, and cut it. B'Shabbos, however, when it's one which is in the ground, mefak b'kim, you're allowed to loosen it. I have a lo mafkim, but not unthread it. V'lo matirin, nor undo it. V'lo chotchim, and not cut it. U'v'kelim b'Shabbos mutar. On kelim, though, however, if it's not something embedded in the ground, so it's much less severe, Myra sign in terms of binyan or bona. And as kelim b'Shabbos mutar, on Shabbos permissible, ain't tochum arvion that goes without saying on yontif is permissible as well. So why do we mention this difference between kelim shebakarik and kelim shebak on yontif, kelim shebakarik on Shabbos? And all these questions are good questions, and of course you show me, cuts to the two dots, and it ain't gonna answer it. So basically it's like Tana B'Shir. I know, in the Bible you would say Tana B'Shir. The Tana mentioned one difference, and there are other differences which the Tana didn't bother to mention. But that doesn't mean that this is, you know, an exhaustive list. Okay? Says more further. Amen, Shabbos Yom Kippur, and Mishu Zez, don't be the other, Zez, don't be Kors. No difference between Shabbos Yom Kippur, except that one, if you do it, be Mazed, it is Kores. And one, if you do it, Mazed, it is Skila. Now, here Gemara goes into a fascinating discussion. It sounds like in terms of payment, they're both equal. Right? What does it mean?
Well, we both died. One is death by man, and the other is death by Shemayim.
What payment are we talking about, though?
I assume that the...
If in the course of doing the malacha, for which you're going to get put to death, you damage somebody's property. Kimle Barabine, right. So it says here you have Kimle Barabine, not just where you're going to get put to death by Basin, but also where you're going to put to death by Kores, by God.
It's a Machlokas, though.
Yes. A Machlokas in several places in Shas, Suvas and Makos. But here it says that, obviously, it says that it actually is Kores for that. So it says the Gemara, the Kores is the same Malacha. So Matznis and the Rabbi Nechuni Ben Akona. This Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan Akona, Tanya Rabbi Yochanan Akona ben Akona Omer, Yom HaKippurim, because Shabbos mitashlumim. Yom HaKippurim is just like Shabbos mitashlumim, meaning that in both cases, say, Kim l'rabbinay. You only get killed and you don't have to pay. Rashi Menasi Omer, Mechuyavi Krisus, Kemechuyavi Mises Pasted. People are Chayav Korisa, just like Mechuyavi Mises Pasted. Now, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan ben Akona and Rabbi Shimon ben Menasi? Ma bineo, ma navi bineo. Rabbi Ravuna says, fascinating answer, really fascinating. He says, Naga nido beneo. The difference is a girl who's a nido. You have relations with a girl who's a naro, so you have to pay her father $50. She's a nido, you're chayav koris. Okay? So you have to pay the father $50. Okay? Raimon Amar, and I'm going to explain. Your wife's sister, Beneon. Your wife's sister, again, same idea. You have to pay, but you have chayv koris. He says, my Shabbos ain't lo heter. He says, Shabbos, there's no, it's never permitted. Ach Yisur, after it's forbidden. If Yom Kippurim, so too Yom Kippurim is like Shabbos, because it's similar to Shabbos in Ein Lo Heter Ach Yitzuro. It's never permitted. There's never any dispensations on Shabbos Yom Kippur. The Elu, however, a Nida, or your wife's sister, Hora V'yesh Lo Heter Ach Yitzuro, they'll be Mutter someday, right? When will Nida be Mutter? Goes to the Mikvah, right? Will your wife's sister be Mutter? Wife Chas Vishalom dies. No, wife's sister. Oh. Wife's sister. Not. Wife dies. So Mishalit. So after you pay, this is not in the Bible. So he says, Mamish, there's only Shabbos and Yom Kippur, which are never mutter, they pati you from paying. But because that's really a Kimler Raminate. An absolute Kimla Rabbinay, right. But a situational Kimla Rabbinay, right, with a relative one, so which can be occasionally would not apply, that doesn't pass you. Fascinating, right? So says the Kumar, Daitid Rabbi Shimon ben Menasio. Shimon ben Menasio, however, he says it's not a vote in the similarity to Shabbos Yom Kippur, rather it's a vote in the Kores being linked to Beis Din. And therefore he says, "Ma Shabbos sheish bo kores, yavi Yom Kippurim sheish bo kores, v'elu and needs to hold the sheish ben kores and a mashalim." Right? Same thing.
Does the Quran entertain when Shabbos and Yom Kippur come on the same day?
Not that I'm aware of. So Shabbos just obliterates Yom Kippur then. Rabbi Bar Pazi, Rabbi Bar Pazi Tribi actually bo. He asked the question. Makos v'koris. What if you? It's not payment in koris, but makos in koris. You're liable to get makos in koris. Marmi ba'il tanai. What do these tatanoim say? Om Rabbi Yosef said tzrichu rabbona. It's taka kasha for the rabbis. Rabbi Yona asked, why is it kasha? V'lama lo shava minato de tayr shirim b'chai. Why in l'refa that what shirim b'chai said? The Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Rabbi Tarvin, Noemi, Rabbi Tarvin says, Nehemiah Kores by Shabbos, Nehemiah Kores by Yom Kippurim. It says Kores by Shabbos and Kores by Yom Kippur. My Kores Shinem Rabbi Shabbos. It's like Kores to stay by Shabbos. Ain Makos. You can't get Makos. Why can't you get Makos by Shabbos? Because Shabbos is a lava nitan lasaras misas pasted. It's a lava which you could potentially get the death penalty for. So therefore, even if he didn't get warned that he to Shabbos, because they both have the term kores, so therefore the same parameter applies. Okay, makores shnei of Shabbos a makos eitzel kores. Of course, shnei mei kippurim a makos eitzel kores. On Raimona kum Rabbi Yossi. Raimona said in front of Rabbi Yossi, Matzich like Rabbi Shimon Lakish. The question is really like Rabbi Shimon Lakish. as we will see momentarily. However, Piran Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Imakos Eitomiso Yeshlo, Rabbi Yochanan, if he holds that there's Makos, even when the Potetchka, that's the death penalty, Lo Kosher came, Makos Eitomiso, he's still going to get Makos when the potential penalty is Kores. He's probable, because we have a Machloikos. An interesting machloikus, and the Yerushalmi is very lumdish here. Hashoichut Esav Esbeno. Now it says here it's in the Bavli, but of course I don't remember it. Hashoichut Esav Esbeno L'shem Akum. You have, you sheft an Esav Esbeno. So what do you get for shefting Esav Esbeno? A mother and son the same day? What do you get? No. Not that bad.
Malchus.
It's just a plain Jane love. You get Malchus for it, okay? So Hashoich and Osav Esbeno L'shem Akum. Rabbi Yochanan Imisu Bo L'shem Osav Esbeno. If they warn them that it's because of Osav Esbeno, Lok gets Malchus. L'shem Akum. If they warn him that he's doing Avodah Zarah, Niska gets Skila. So he said, we see here that he holds it even for something which you can get death penalty, you can be downgraded to Malchus. So quite to him, it's Poshut. You can get Malchus on Shabbos, you can get Malchus on Yom Kippur. Our Shabbos only for Hashem and Lakish. Hashem and Lakish are Fili Tobo L'Shem Osav Esbeno. Even if they warn about Osav Esbeno, and Lakish doesn't get Malchus, Me'achash Yidubo L'Shem Akum, because since they warn them about Avodah Zarah, and this guy gets Gila. So it says, Mar Amar Leh, so he said, no, you're wrong. And this is a very beautiful answer. He says, I feel, not to answer rejection. I feel the Krabi Yochum Tzvicholay. Even like Rabbi Yochanan Bakasha, why? Tavon l'shnei dvarim. There, you know, Rabbi Yochanan Bakasha, you can do get Malchus or Malchus and Misa theoretically, because, or I shouldn't say Malchus and Misa, but rather, why get Malchus even though it's lavanin on the source Misa is based in? Because it's not the same lav. There are two lavanin in play. One is the lav of Avodah Zarah, and one is the lav of Osav Esbeno. So I can isolate one from the other. I could just warn Osav Esbeno, not on Avodah Zarah, right? Tava Shnei Dvarim. But Hochol L'Dover Echod. Here, it's a Dover Echod. What's a Dover Echod? In other words, over here, when you're doing at the same time both the classic case is that you shoot an arrow, and when you're shooting the arrow, it shoots a rabbi, it rips somebody's clothing. Here you can't divide it in two, right? It's the shooting of the arrow which generates the obligation for Yom Kippur, and generates the obligation for payment as well. Okay, so again, Rabbi it's not a good, not a good case. Here it's about actually a case of Malchus. Forget about the payment case. Forget about a case of Malchus. So over here, we're talking about somebody who, let's say, I just said it's not a good. Scratch what I just said. Let me give you the case. I got confused with Malbichim money and Kari. In other words, here we're talking about, over there we're talking about, it's the same action in both cases, but there the same action has two ramifications. We can either give you Misa for Avodah Zarah or Malchus for Osav Esbeno. So therefore, we have Machlokas. Rish Lakish says you can only give him Misa, you can't give him Malchus. So it's like any Lav Shnita Azorah's Misa is based in. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, no, it's not, you can give him either Malchus or Misa, depending on what that Zarah was. But that's only over there, where we have two alternative lavin. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says you can opt for one over the instead of the other. But here there are not two alternative lavin. The shaila is, if a guy comes and he commits avir of which you're chayiv koreitz, can I say, you know what, I'm warning you that you're going to get Malchus. I'm not warning you about the koreitz. I'm not telling you about the koreitz. I'm telling you only about the Malchus. So it's on the same lav. Not two separate lavin which come out of the same incident, but on the same lav. And that's the shaila. Whether I can downgrade a guy from Koris to Malchus. You understand the difference? So that's the Gemara's question, and that question even a valid question called Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, I'll die to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Ma ben Ilan Taniel Ilan Rabbana. What's between this price and these rabbis? Now, this is a case This is not there's information missing here, as Olin Forsman pointed out. This is the first the case in Ksuvus. There it says that there are two possibilities of why you're exempt when you have Malkus and Misa. One is that it's because it's a lav anitas hars misas basin. It's lav which is, you know, given over to death penalty. You can't get Malkus. The other is because it says in Teira k'dei rishosa. One penalty. There's no double penalty. And therefore, it's either or. Since it's either or, it has to be the more severe one. If it's not the more severe one, it can't be the less severe one. So let's achieve these two approaches. So it says more, very nice difference. Again, I don't remember any of this in the Bavli, but it says here, lavim lo krisus. If it's a lav which is not a koris, how so? Rabbi Yudan Amar. I'm not sure. He's not really adding. He's giving a different scenario, but it's the same idea. If it's a lav which is not a koris, if it they reshaw so, which means you can only give one penalty. So that's it. You can only give one penalty, right? Which is, let's say a person has to pay Malkus and Mammon. You don't give Malkus, not Mammon. But if you say it's a Lavanita and Soros Misa's based in, that's the exemption. They can't get Malkus where you couldn't be put to death. Here you couldn't be put to death. It's just a plain lav. So therefore, you're going to have to, might have to undergo two penalties in that case, right? Rabbi Yudha Amar, Habo Al Mamzeres, he's been ill. The difference is, Habo Al Mamzeres. If you have a relation with the Mamzeres, there's no chiv miso there, but it is a lav. So the question is, we're going to flog you for the Mamzeres for having relations with a person who's forbidden. You have to pay because she was a Nara. So the question is, do we say k'dei rishoso, and we only give you one penalty? Do we say it's only a lav nita as far as miso is based in, when we get the death penalty, it's going to offer, this is not one of them. Another case, Rabbi China Amar, if I matzitz kedushu shel chaver b'yontif b'nei, if I ignite my friend's hate pile on yontif when there's no death penalty involved, right? I'll die to deal in tanya to quite those that I'm old that it has to allow me as far as misa space it, or at least kores, oh, then ben kores mishanis, there's no kores in this case, I gotta pay. I'll die to deal in rabbon and oil v'yesh ben makos, since the will kok de rishos, so you only have one. Can only have one penalty at a time. Hold the issue of Malkus, since there is a penalty of Malkus, ain't no mishalim, you cannot pay. Says Miata Elu Narish Ishlam Knas. So now the Mishnah has a fascinating thing. So Mishnah Perek in Ksubas, Elu Naris, about all the girls who, if you rape, you have to pay a fine. Right? Says Gemara, that story about girls who are ushered to you, you still have to pay a fine. So says Mar, how could this be? Eil Narashisham Knas, lo Krabon, it's not like Krabon. Because like Krabonan, since they hold the concept of Kedei Rishoso, right, you only get one penalty, not two. So how could all these cases going to flog them for having had forbidden licentious relations? How could you possibly make them pay? It's Kedei Rishoso, right? It's a good question, right? There's an amazing answer. Aram Etzaniya Tipater Divriako. No, Elunaz could be going like everybody. But Mamzer Shabal Mamzeres, the guy himself is a Mamzer. And a Mamzer has a relationship with Mamzeres is okay. So what if he doesn't have to get flogged? What does he get? He just gets to have to pay. Right? Elunaz. It says, right, it says they have relations with your brother's wife, so you have to pay. It says more, isn't it? A case of your yavama, meaning your sister-in-law? So one second.
I mean, eventually, should it become?
No, but it's more than that. The question is, how is Yishayach a Knas? Knas is only if you deprive her of her, if she's a Nara, a Psula. But she's already your brother's wife. If she's your brother's wife, she's no longer a Psula. Mm-hmm. So how does it work? So it says Gemara, Amar Misanya Tipater Shailu Achim Bonim. So by case his brother already had manafshok. I mean, you have to add here, but either she's muteres or if she's asura, it's because she already had relations. So adding the case where she's forbidden, but she's still a psula, right? If she's still a psula, so she can't be married to your brother, right? No. If she already had, was married to your brother, so then she's mutter to you, right? Assuming she had no kids. So what kids in which case in which she's also to you, and nevertheless you're going to have to pay knas because she's a psula. So this is what I'll give you a case. Our man signed the potter shel acha banim. His brother had kids
from previous wife.
From another wife. And then he engaged this one girl, a 12-year-old girl, Umeis, and then he died, and his brother came and raped her. So in that case, not permissible, and he has to pay. Okay? We can always come up with gates. Alright. Somebody who has taken a vow not to derive benefit from his friend, the wouldn't mean an uncle that somebody has taken a vow not to derive from him food. El Adrisus Regal, except if he can walk through his backyard. The Kalim, Shaino Simem, Ochel Nevish, and whether he can borrow from him vessels with which you don't use to prepare food. Ain't been a dove and a dove, so the difference between a nether and a dove in terms of carbon. El Shan Nether, when you say, Hareolai, right, I want to bring in carbon, it's incumbent upon me to bring in carbon. So then, Meso Niglibu, if the animal you already designated died or Niglibu was stolen, Chayim and Achrusin had to bring another one in its stead. The Davos, whereas if I say Harezu, this animal should be a carbon. Meso Niglibu, if it dies or gets stolen, in Chayim and Achrusin, I don't have to replace it because I only limited my obligation to the animal, not to my personal self. Okay, as says the Gemara. Getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah, Davos Shosuba Ochel Nevesh also. You know, to lend them a pot or any other implement which you can use to make food. Ask him, well, why? Lomi machal nother? Didn't he make a vow not to provide him with food, but didn't say anything about providing with vessel to prepare food? So, Shem Lakashon HaKini Masis is the way to read the Mishnah. Hey, Ben HaMoyder, I know Chaver is known to treat some of you forswore benefit from his vow. LeMoyder HaNoyas machal miChaveru. Some of you who forswore benefit of food from its friend, not food itself, but benefit of food. That's why benefit of food precludes me borrowing any kalim with which I can make food. Okay, the time of a Rebbe came, and he also learned this way in the house of Rebbe. Hamoy de anoyes malcha malchaver. If I forswore the benefit of food from my friend, lo yishleno, I cannot lend him, or the person who's forbidden cannot lend the person who took the oath. Napa, a sieve, a kvar, another type of sieve, karos, plates, with tamchuyim, and pots, shein amani misocha, which do not prepare the food. Ava machnisim misocha lepasim. I'm sorry, I skipped. Lo yishein enova kvar kari chayim, a grindstone, v'tanur, and an oven. Tani avol. But you're allowed to lend him cups and saucers and pots. Why is that? The chorus also helps the food. Says one, no. They're not used in order to benefit the food, which is to prepare the food. But you just use them in order to store the food, right? So in other words, when I forbid it for swore hanoyas macho, it means I cannot borrow from you anything which I use to make food. But if I use it in order to store food, I can borrow it from you. Is that clear?
Yes. And the other is
right, so something which is just storage is okay, not machshiri. Now, it says my lefas mukderos to borrow pots and pans, also that's forbidden. Now that litchom lidroch for me to do the work for the person who forswore the benefit of food for meat, us is forbidden. Litchon meats to grind, litroch meats to press grapes. Litzor tzricha, wherever the shiloh is to harvest, or leave the grain, or leave tzor to harvest fruit tzricha, that's a shiloh. And I smachol mo, is this considered to be benefit for the food, or is it too far removed? You see that? Because it's two steps removed. Many steps removed, actually, in the preparation process. So what, and for all I know, he's not even going to eat this. He might sell it in the marketplace. So am I allowed to help him with the harvesting and cutting? Says Mar Choya, Tani Milat Ava Mashilu Kardom. It says you can lend the guy an axe, right? And I've been serving by Mar, we thought a Karim should be cool, a cracking axe, meaning that it can be used to harvest. So you see, you'll have to lend him stuff to harvest, which is too far removed. So this is my note. Tipate b'kordim shalnik, which is talking about a hoeing axe, the which is much, much even further removed, because that has nothing to do with the food, it just has to do with the plants, right? V'leis sh'mar min ha'klum, you can't derive anything from that. Rav Yuna said, Rav Yuna, boy, that's a question. Ain zusta. It's a vessel made out of hairs and fibers. So normally you can't use it for food. But mikame chu maltrik, chumi maltrik, once you press onto it, it spreads the fibers. But choshebe kemcha, you can grind, you can sift flour with it. Kamishi napa, is it like a sieve? Of course, Ushama does not answer. Ezu, almost finished. Ezu neder, Sharma. What's a neder that they're talking about? Boimar Reolai Oila says, it's incumbent upon me and Ola. So therefore, if the one gets lost, I have to bring another one. Ezu double, it's a gift. Sharma, what's they're talking about? Boimar Reizu Ola. This animal should be an Ola. Right? So therefore, in that case, if the animal dies, I don't have to bring another one. Right? Chama Charmin the Rabbon, Chama the friend of the rabbis. Boy. By the way, I learned recently why they were called. They're a bunch of residents, Rabbi Chama and Rabbi Chanina, Chavrein and Rabbana. I never knew why they were called Chavrein. You know why they're called Chavrein? Because they never got smicha. And in fact, it's recorded that there are two brothers who came up from Bavli and they never got smicha. It's recorded even in the Bavli. That's why they're called Chaver, not Rabbi.
Well,
that's Rav. Like the Babylonian Amorite called Rav, so there's actually Rav Chama and Rav Chanina. Okay?
Maybe they didn't recognize the Babylonian smicha in Israel.
No, maybe. In any event, so it says, Chama Chama the Rabbana boy, I'm a Harei. What if a person said, Harei Alai, a nether? The Chazar Ma'arei, and afterwards he said, Harei Zeh, what's his status? Rabbi Chanina boy, Rabbi Chanina said, Lomi Stabber should be Da Ella. That's not a good question. I'll tell you to ask a better question. Am I raised that? You said I raised that. Because of Am I raised a lie, and then he said I raised a lie afterwards. Isur Chomer, the more severe prohibition of a nether. Chal Isur Chomer devolves on the lighter prohibition of the Dova. Or any, well, actually, it does. It's a statement. But vice versa. At first you said, and then he said, you don't get a second prohibition for that, because less severe does not fall on top of the more severe, only vice versa. We'll stop here.